Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is putting the blame on high gas prices on the oil companies, the same oil companies he deplatformed on his first day in office. The president on Monday.
Look, I'm a capitalist. You've heard me say this before. I have no problem with corporations turning a fair profit or getting a return on their investment in innovation. But this is remotely what's happening. Oil companies, record profits today, are not because they're doing something new or innovative. Their profits are a windfall of war. The windfall from the brutal conflict that's ravaging Ukraine.
Astronomers have found three near-Earth asteroids that were undetected within the glare of the sun. One of the asteroids is the largest potentially hazardous object posing a threat to Earth to be discovered in the last 8 years. The asteroids belong to a group found within the orbits of Earth and Venus. A federal judge on Monday blocked Penguin Random House from acquiring rival book publisher Simon & Schuster for about $2.18 billion. The Justice Department had said the planned merger would unlawfully lessen competition. Toyota Motor Corporation announced it still can't get its hands on enough semiconductors to meet its production goals
3 years old,
despite signs of excess supply elsewhere in the chip business. Toyota on Tuesday lowered its production target for the current fiscal year through March to 9.2 million units from a previous goal of 9.7 million units. As violence on American streets continue to burden the American dream, Chicago's violence is among the worst in the country. Last night, 14 people were shot and run over in the city's Garfield Park. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown.
They're all in various conditions between critical and non-life-threatening.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
ICE officials are reporting the man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer was in the country illegally. David DePape, who was hit with federal and local charges Monday in the violent attack on 82-year-old Paul Pelosi, is an illegal immigrant because he overstayed his visa. David is from Canada. Truckers blocked highways at more than 300 points across Brazil to protest leftist Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's victory in Sunday's presidential election. As concerns continue over incumbent president Jair Bolsonaro's failure to concede the election. In college football last weekend, Michigan's 29-7 win over Michigan State ends in violence. Tony Maruso has more.
Speaking to the media on Monday, University of Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh addressed the post-game tunnel incident that took place over the weekend when several Michigan State players roughed up two members of Michigan's team. Harbaugh said there's an ongoing police investigation.
There needs to be accountability. There needs to be a full, thorough, timely investigation. I can't imagine that this will not result in criminal charges. The videos are bad.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Marusso.
The World Series Game 3 rainout last night will be made up tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How are you doing? Great to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Dr. George Barna is with us now, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. And we're going to be talking about what the research is identifying as the midterm election's most and least critical issues. Dr. George, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing well. Good to be with you, Bill.
Hey, perfect timing on this deal. It's interesting, all the different pollsters, they've run the whole gamut, obviously, I think, to kind of prejudice perspective here. But as we get closer to the actual election date, even these pollsters that have been, you know, jury-rigging some, you know, some of their product are starting to fall in line. So, it's interesting to note the things that people are most concerned about.
Yeah, it's interesting because you do see a lot of pollsters who've been saying, oh, yeah, the Democrats are in good shape, suddenly coming back and realizing their reputation's on the line. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot more evaluation of polling these days than there used to be. So, yeah, we're seeing that there are things now that the public clearly is saying, well, when we look at what's going on in our culture, it's not good. And mm-hmm. Got to hold those who have created this unfortunate situation accountable for what they've done. And so right. As we look at the issues and who people say are responsible, yeah, it actually is looking better for Republicans.
Well, it seems that there's a return to common sense. Maybe we've fallen off the roof enough, George, that we realize that gravity still exists, and we got to stop being stupid. We checked out. We allowed the elites to take over, but lest we forget, this is a government, should be a government of, for, by, we the people, which you can say, you can look at the elected officials, but the problem starts with us, because we're the ones that keep electing these knuckleheads.
Well, it's true, and I think what we've got here is the confrontation of pain versus laziness. Mm. And so on the one hand, typically American voters are pretty lazy. We don't do much in the way of homework. We really don't know the candidates. We don't understand their values, their morals, their vision. What we do is we look at their campaign ads. We look at their face on billboards. We think, yeah, it looks honest. Good enough.
Yeah, right.
And then we make bad choices. But now, as a result of a plethora of bad choices that have accumulated over the last decade, now people are in enough pain, they're suffering sufficiently that they say, wow, maybe I better pay a little bit more attention to this, because they have so much influence over my life now that either I've got to stand up for myself or they're just going to completely bulldoze me.
Right. Well, the Democratic Party and their policies have broken trust and a compact with the American people. Clearly, it is on them. You can say, oh, well, Bill, you know, there's some rhino republic. Yes, I get that. But this is why, again, we need to return to first principles and think about what works, you know, in the context of our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, for all Americans. We've been saying on this show here recently, George, that it's not about a red wave, but how about an American wave? How about a wave that really, you know, brings the light of freedom and liberty back out of this country as God had intended?
Yeah, it's a great point. And, you know, to that point, one of the things that our survey is showing is that most Americans, 1 in 7 out of 10 Americans, would say our system is not broken. It's simply being abused by people who are in power.
Exactly.
And while that may be true, then we've got to ask, well, how did that happen? Well, it happened because we allowed it to happen. So my caution would be, look, even if this midterm election turns out in the way that we would like it to turn out, that doesn't mean that we're off the hook.
Exactly.
What it means now is, okay, we've got some more people that we can talk to who might listen to us, but the reality is we have to hold political leaders accountable, because if we don't, they're going to do things that are in their best interest rather than ours.
You know, without a doubt, yes, this is a grand opportunity, this midterm election. And then guess what? 2 years later, we've got another election, a bigger election, when we are voting, you know, for the president of the United States. So we have to maintain accountability, keep the pressure on them, and make sure, as you were saying earlier, that we're not one of these laissez-faire voters that let other people, you know, do our research for us, that we allow ourselves to be dumbed down and propagandized, that we don't know the difference between, you know, socialism and capitalism.
Yeah, and one of the things related to that that comes out of the survey is that people are starting to wake up to the fact that the more government there is, the less freedom there is. And so if we could begin looking at elections not as a way to give more responsibility to other people so that we don't have to do as much, but rather as an exercise in us showing our power, showing our authority over what goes on in our own lives, and returning more power to the private sector than to the public sector so that we can exercise that freedom, we're going to be much better off.
You see, this is all part of the big lie, George, that you referred to, and that is the idea that it's going to take more work. No, less government takes less work, you know, because everybody stays in their lane. The bigger the government, the more complex, the bigger waste of money, all these things, it gets into our pocketbook. I mean, basically what they've been doing, particularly in the last couple of years with this, you know, they want to call it inflation, you know, and blame the Fed for it. But it's not. I mean, this is self-induced. This is all brought to you by the Democrats and their policies. And they're hiding behind this idea of inflation when you can look back and say, no, wait a minute. You know, the first problem was, number one, on your first day of office, you decided the country no longer deserved to be energy independent. And so now you've made us dependent on the very people that we abhorred and that you ended up going on beck and knee to ask that, oh, please, would you give us more oil, Mr. Prince, can you help us out here, you know, kind of deal, when we've got plenty of oil and resources under our feet. This is what they did. We didn't do it. They've chosen to do this to us. And along the way, because of this, they basically have stolen from the American people. I mean, what we have to pay for the cost of goods, what's happened with our 401k and our savings, has been vaporizing, all because of this huge, you know, Leviathan government that has taken over, George.
Yeah, and what I think you're referring to is the fact that, you know, there's this thing called the Great Reset that everybody's talking about after COVID and with the new Biden administration and all that. And I think this is the ideal time for us to redefine the Great Reset, such that it's not about handing all of this, all of these resources and authority over to the government, over to the elites who know better than us. Because I think now, with almost 2 years of experience, they've proven that they know less than us, that they're less competent than we are. And so this is the opportunity, yes, to do a Great Reset. But that's, you know, using the old expression, throw the rascals out.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, interesting, a couple of years ago, I was invited to a prayer breakfast here in Vero Beach, Florida. And that was my topic of my speech, was that it was time for a great religious reset. That, yes, on economic terms, World Economic Forum, they want, you know, they're purporting the Great Reset. But it's not for the good of man. The good of man comes from God. If we're resetting ourselves and seeing, hey, look at, you know, this is all part of 2 Chronicles 7:14, as you and I have discussed many times. We must turn from our wicked ways. We must, well, first of all, realize that our ways are wicked. You know, you can't turn from something you can't even admit, right? So we must admit and see that our wicked ways have brought us to this point and turn to God, because God is the only one that has the solution here, George. I'll tell you, we got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up from there. When we come back, we've got more from George Barna after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We're back with you, fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. George Barna is with us, the professor of Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. And, George, you know, what is your takeaway? I mean, I just had finished up, you know, what I was saying in terms of the need, the call for man to come back to God. And I'm starting to see this. I'm seeing embers of revival, not only here in America, you know, because sometimes I think we have a tendency to become very American-centric, but I see this happening around the world, you know. People have been suffering immensely, and they're realizing that it's not their government that is the answer. That actually the answer is within them, that light, that love, that peace that Jesus deposited in each of us, that the Holy Spirit confirms. And here it is. We're empowered. But if we don't ignite, if we don't connect and release that power that's within us, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, and Bill, you know, before the break, you were talking about the First Chronicles 7:14, which, I mean, in some ways is in danger of being overused by people, but it really isn't in danger until we actually follow First Chronicles 7:14. Mm-hmm. And the key elements, I think, in that verse talks about humility, that we've got to humble ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that may be one of the things that our current situation is doing. It's bringing us back to the situation where we realize, oh my gosh, we're really in trouble. We're in over our heads because we've been looking to the wrong places for solutions. Mm-hmm. And so part of that humility, I go back to our worldview research, is going to be realizing that ultimately we cannot do this alone. Only God can do it. We need to be bolted onto Him for our very survival and hope. But in America, 3 out of 4 people believe that they are basically good. Only 2% of Americans believe that they're going to wind up in hell. Most people believe that we are not born as sinners. We are not born into sin. And so we really have to attack some of these errant spiritual perspectives that we have to get to the place where we can be humble before God and realize that He is our only hope. We're not at that place yet. But that's what survival is. That's what restoration looks like. And so I am hopeful that maybe we are in the very early stages of people saying, well, we've pretty much tried everything else. Let's give God a shot.
Yeah, I think the opportunity here, to your point, George, is for us, and this is something in the last week that God has been showing me, is that, you know, maybe we need to sit in our sin for a while. To realize just how sinful we are. You know, God brings up the case to the children of Israel and lays out like in court, like in a courtroom. Here's all the offenses I have against you. And because God is a just God. He's not going to just surprise you and say, here's a couple more you weren't even thinking of. No, He lays out the case. And I'm saying that we need to be able to sit and realize what we've done. It's more than just turning our back on God. It's all these things that we've done that have negated His authority, that has led us to rebellion, that has now brought us to this point. I mean, it's interesting as, you know, as devastating as COVID was, there's really a blessing in it, in as much as that it opened our eyes to a lot of things, kind of like what you're saying, is that the institutions and the people that we once thought we could trust, we realize we cannot trust them. They lied to us. We realized that we were following the wrong doctrine. And it was costly to ourselves and our family and our culture. And like you said, maybe we've gotten to that point where we've punched ourselves out to where we pause. But, you know, being, I guess, having that American spirit that we want to hurry up. And like I tell people all the time, you know, we live in a microwave society. We stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. We want to get through it. But I just believe that God's bringing to mind that we need to just, you know, have a Selah moment. And realize that, hey, look at we're sinners. We've messed up here, and then, you know, that's all part of the humbling process. And that level of humbling, the next deal that will happen after the humbling and understanding how we've offended God, you know, you'll have that repentance. And when repentance comes, then that leads to revival, right?
Yeah, and you know, let me throw something to that discussion because I think it's a great point. And when I look at our current research, you know, one of the things that we found is, yeah, people have particular issues that they're all concerned about. They tend to be economic issues. Mm. I get that. But when you look at the whole range of issues that people are really concerned about, they tend to be personal issues, selfish issues, if you will. And I understand that, too. But, you know, apropos of what you're saying, if we are going to humble ourselves, if we are going to be repent, part of that change in our mindset is that we're not going to be always looking at what can I get for me, what's in it for me, what's best for me. But we're going to start to think about how can I serve others.
Exactly. Exactly.
He came here, he was a servant leader. And so he was thinking about what can I do to bless others. So, you know, I look at this list of issues that people are all concerned about, and it's inflation, it's food prices, it's gasoline prices, it's crime and policing, it's health insurance prices, protection against terror. I understand all that. Those are very important. And yes, we do need to get on the right side of those things.
Mm-hmm. And maybe the... Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Not when we do it to the exclusion of worrying about people who have severe mental health problems and nobody's looking out for them. People who are homeless and have nobody taking care of them, loving them, helping them. You know, not when we're doing it to the exclusion of what's happening with our children in the schools. Not when we ignore national morals and values. All of these kinds of things also need to be on our radar screen because they determine the nature of our character. And that character matters to God.
George, to hear you talk about it, and it's perfect, I'm glad you brought up the idea of service, because that's the thing that's lacking in the beltway economy of our government, is that there is that breakdown, there's been that fracture. But here we have an opportunity to kind of be, you know, like the widow who gave out of her essence, who poured herself out as a worship to God, that we are serving one another, not out of our affluence or because everything's hunky-dory. No, we start serving one another because times are tough. And you talk about character building. This is what can really do something almost magical. I mean, it's supernatural on the other side, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. And one of the questions that we encounter when we do the research about the state of America is people asking the question, where's the church?
Yes.
I think it's a great time to be asking it. It's an appropriate question to be asking. And I don't think that's a damnation of us. I think it's a realistic desire on the part of Americans to actually see Christians demonstrate what Christianity looks like in practice.
Exactly.
It's a great moment of opportunity for us. But I think it does have to come with that heavy dose of, as a Christian, I'm your servant. What can I do to bless you? The Genesis 12 principle has to be active today.
Exactly. And for the church, as you say, what a grand opportunity. This is like 9/11. The church had a grand opportunity after 9/11, and it just, for some reason, was ill-prepared. It wasn't that Jesus wasn't, you know, prepared. It was the church, the manifestation of his, of his institution that he established and is responsible for. So that really, in and of itself, tells you where the disconnect is that the church, once again, must realize that it is that church. Church represented by the golden lampstands in the book of Revelation, and Jesus is going through and checking out to see how they're standing. And this might be a call for the church to say, look at, you know, we need to really bear down and evaluate here and come in alignment with God and his purposes, especially at this time and season that we find ourselves in, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is one of those moments where we have to go back and say, okay, but what is our vision of what the church is? And, and if it's a group of servants blessing the world, hooray. If it's doing things that give me comfort and make me feel good, now we miss the whole point.
George, where can they go for more information, see the study for themselves?
It's available for free at culturalresearchcenter.com.
He's the professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, Dr. George Barna. Thank you, George. Take care. God bless, my friend.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is putting the blame on high gas prices on the oil companies. The president on Monday.
I have no problem with corporations turning a fair profit or getting a return on their investment in innovation. But this is remotely what's happening. Oil companies, record profits today, are not because they're doing something new or innovative. Their profits are a windfall of war.
As violence on American streets continue to burden the American dream, Chicago's violence is among the worst in the country. Last night, 14 people were shot and run over in the city's Garfield Park. The youngest victim, 3 years old. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown.
They're all in various conditions between critical and non-life-threatening. We also have a person struck by a vehicle.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you, along with Jeff Kemp now, the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL QB, and now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Last week we talked about, and part of what we discussed was our birthright. You know, what comes along with us being born again, being followers of Christ, believers in God, there is a birthright, and it's somewhat similar, the way I read into this, Jeff, and we touched on this last week, that it's similar to what happened with Esau. Esau disrespected his birthright, and he was willing to sell it for a bowl of soup, basically, or for some meat. And it's just like, wait a minute. So, and God took exception to that. And I think we need to take away, as men, the importance of our birthright and our authority position. As men. Now, admittedly, the reason that your ministry is flourishing and more people are downloading the playbook here is guys are realizing, look, it's time for me to repent. I can see where I've missed the mark, and I want to get back on track with God. But as you go through this process, of course, God is going to direct you. It's not all of a sudden you decide, okay, hey, I'm the big man on campus, and you start turning the household upside down. God is a God of grace and love and mercy. Mercy that he extends to us needs to be extended to those who, have been waiting for our leadership. And now that our leadership is starting to rise, I think we need to use, I still think we need to, you know, take God's admonition to be bold, to be courageous, and move forward, but also to do so, like you say, in love.
Yeah, I think you're hinting at the fact that there are situations where a man hasn't been leading in his home. He might have been leading at work. He might lead in some little league team he coaches. But sometimes we get passive in the most important areas. Mm-hmm. And the society tells men to get aggressive in the least important areas, video games, chasing money, chasing girls, you know, showing your bravado. But at home, if you've been passive, then you've left it to your wife to lead. And, you know, the Bible's always said there'll be a kind of a battle in marriage between the husband and wife over the husband's position of authority. That was part of the curse that came when Adam and Eve rebelled. And the reason the curse is kind of ugly is because men are kind of, we get prideful and passive. And sometimes we aren't leading and the woman wants to take over. Other times we're bossy and mean and not, as you said, what, merciful and gracious, which Jesus was the bold, courageous, initiating leader. He led his disciples well. He led the community well. He stood up to those that were wrong, the Pharisees and others. But he was a tender, humble leader. So when you try and step back into leadership in your home with your kids, with your wife, when you haven't been doing it for a while, it takes some apologies, some graciousness, some humility, and as you said, kind of some mercy and tolerance for letting other people, like your wife, shift gears a little bit and say, I'm not here to take over, but I'm here to take my responsibility and not leave it all up to you anymore. To lead in prayer, you know, to solve a problem, to be the first one to apologize, to be the first one to forgive.
Well, the fact of the matter is God brought us together to complete one another. Okay, not to compete, but to complete. And one time I was doing a presentation about this very thing, and as I wrote, you know, those two words on the board, I don't know, maybe I should have been a coach, Jeff, because I love the chalkboard. But anyway, so I do, I'm doing compete versus complete. And I notice there's one letter difference. And the letter difference, it was like an instant download from the Holy Spirit. Don't you love it when the Holy Spirit buds in and says, okay, here, bucko, I got one for you, right? So he downloads this thing instantaneously. I go, that L, that is significant. That L is the love of God. So when you are operating, you're completing one another, the love of God is at the center of that relationship. Does that make sense?
Right on. Yeah, it does. Yeah. I thought of this. Here's the Holy Spirit thought. That L is shaped in which direction, horizontal or vertical?
Both.
Vertical.
Well, you're saying, well, the L. Oh, you're looking. Okay, small L. I'm looking capital L. Okay, all right. Yes, vertical. Yes.
Well, your capital L is a great word for that reason, but the small L is vertical, meaning when you get your vertical relationship right with God, and you receive His love, and you receive His strength, and you receive His word, and you receive His guidance, you will be love.
Yeah.
So when you have that vertical right, you're ready to complete your wife and be a complete leader and a complete team builder with humility and great strength. But as we said all along, manhood is strength for others. It's not selfish strength. That's the big difference. That's the Jesus difference.
That's the rub, without a doubt. You know, just to take it a step further, because even as you, if you look at that as a capital L, it's horizontal, it's vertical and horizontal. You can't get and it's interesting because the vertical's on top, the horizontal's on the bottom, right? So in order to extend the horizontal, you've got to first go vertical, right? So I like what you're saying here. I'm just saying, okay, so maybe I may have said capital L by accident, but, you know, again, the Holy Spirit's trying to do something here. And we're just, you know, you and I are just hanging on. Just say, okay, God, once again.
You were talking about the birthright.
Right.
And the way, which was the guy that rejected his birthright?
Esau.
Esau? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, remember the story that Jesus told about this really good, good, loving father and his two sons. And one of them ran away from the father by taking his birthright, the money, but he rejected the relationship. And he ran off and squandered it all in wild living. The other brother stayed to have his monetary birthright, to keep that. But he's the one that was so proud and angry when his little brother came home that he wouldn't come into his father's party for the younger brother who once was lost and dead but now is found and alive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when the dad showed grace, the older brother rejected it.
Mm-hmm.
The younger brother, who'd really blown it bad, finally humbled himself and said, I want relationship with my dad more than I want to run my own show. And he came back. Now, that story doesn't finish, and we don't know whether that older stiff kind of, I did it my way. I stayed. I followed the rules. I should get a reward. But he had no grace. We don't know if that guy ever turned around, but sometimes it's hard in our self-righteousness to turn around. The thing that we want to remind all the men is that our Father is like that Father. You can come back to him. He was never left you.
Yeah, maybe the point of this, like you said, because we don't know how the story ended, maybe because we're supposed to finish that story. You know, whoever we are, you know, if we are the prodigal son who's come back and has received the grace of the Father and the love of the Father and realizing, hey, it's against heaven. You know, against God have I sinned, against you for what he did. Because what he did was absolutely grievous. I mean, it was more than rejecting his birthright, his inheritance. He pretty much, in the Jewish culture, told his dad, you're as dead to me.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty...
He wrote off his family. He wrote off his identity. He wrote off his friendship.
Could you imagine ever in a million years... I couldn't even think of that, saying that to my dad. I know you couldn't do the same thing. But, you know, and you and I read that and it just floors me. And so what I'm saying, the other part of the chapter is for that other son who didn't get it. And there's other sons who are like that, that faithful son who is, you know, he's doing his job and he's following the rules, but he's following the rules for the stuff. He's not following the rules for the love of his father. He just wants his father's stuff. Right.
And he's not humble. He's not humble. He's proud, saying, I'm good. I measure up. But we're getting near the end.
We got about a minute left. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
2 months of telling men, you're key. God made you. He made you to be leaders, but he made you to be servant leaders. You can't achieve it on your own. You need God's help. You can't achieve it on your own. You need some close friends, a couple level 5 friends who you process life with every week. If you pray, God will guide you to those friends. Your relationship with God can shift from, oh, I believe in God, to he's my father, and every day I live with his son. So that's where we're sharing with men. And today we'll wrap up by saying, you have a mission. If you're God's son, you're Jesus' ambassador. And if you're Jesus' ambassador, you're his representative to love the woman you're dating, your wife, your kids, the person who's mean to you, your boss, and all of it comes as something you receive from God, your manhood, your leadership, your responsibility, and the ability to do it. So read the Bible as a son.
Jeff Kemp, you're awesome. Thank you, pal. We got to leave it right there.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated #1 by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Me too.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We got Sam, Samantha Mal with us from Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Just check it out. And, boy, you get a great report on all these viral videos that everybody's talking about. And you'll be blessed, especially with this lead story. And we'll talk about that in just a second. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing lovely. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming on the show, as always. This first story, I'll tell you, just touched my heart in such a way. You know, we always appreciate, I say always, most people, I think, can appreciate somebody who maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe seemingly unfortunate, not as blessed as others. In this particular case, there was a photo of a Kentucky coal miner with his family at a college basketball game. It's gone viral. Now, my offices used to be right across the street from UK on Nicholasville Road in Kentucky. So I'm very familiar with the stands, the people, and the environment of UK. And you've got a coal miner, looks like he came straight from out of the coal mines to honor his son and bring him to a game. And Kentucky's head coach, John Calipari, posted the picture and expressed admiration for the man's hard work and dedication to his son, right?
That's right. So this actually, before this coal miner was even identified, Coach Calipari, he said that his family's American dream started in Clarksburg, West Virginia coal mine. So the picture hit home, and he shared it. He wanted to offer VIP tickets to this man that came to be with his son at this basketball game at the University of Kentucky. And he wanted to offer them VIP tickets to him and his family. So it turns out that the guy's name is Michael McGuire, and he had started his day at 4:45 a.m. that morning, and he rushed to get off of work. And, you know, I think what really touched people is, like, this is his son's first basketball game. He wanted to be there, and he obviously came straight from work. Didn't even take time to wash the soot and the dirt off of himself. He's just sitting there at the game with his son. And his wife had actually shared a post, too, showing him coming straight from work. And I love the reaction, you know, because sometimes you, like, worry about if someone came straight from work, how would the crowd react? Would it be, like, negative or judgmental? Like, no, everybody just loves this guy, and they just, you know, think he's such a hard worker and a good father. And, you know, this is what it's all about, right? That's what life's all about.
Exactly. Well, having been, you know, like I said, many times to Rupp Arena and the environment and everything, I mean, tickets, just regular tickets there, you know, those tickets are, you know, they sell at the rate of like an NBA game. I mean, they're not cheap. It's expensive, Sam. And, but, you know, and here you are, you see somebody coming in, their face is covered with cold. If you see this picture here, I mean, you can tell he's had a hard day at work. I mean, he's like holding himself up and, you know, to be there for his son and to give his son the gift of his time, whatever energy he had left after a hard day's work. And like you said, it's not just that one day. It's cumulative days of hard work working in the mines like this. And, you know, I could see where some people would react. We're not seeing any pictures like that, but it's ironic. You know, they might look at somebody and saying, hey, he looks like less than. Because Kentucky can be blue-blooded oriented, by the way. I didn't know that. I found that out the hard way. That's a whole other story. But by and large, the people there are very sweet. But yet, I think you put this person in any city like this, coming out of the coal mines, looking dirty, and they don't understand the backstory. But Coach Calipari did because of his experience and thinking, oh, my God, here's somebody coming straight from the mines. This is my dad. Who worked his butt off, you know, but people, you know, sometimes we just look at the surface and we don't realize the character of this man and what his story is saying in this picture and how he's honoring his son like this. I mean, it almost brings me to tears, Sam. You know, this is just a powerful, you know, one of those powerful pictures that are rare that you catch once in a while.
Yeah, it just like it touches your heart, everybody's reaction too, like you said, because everybody doesn't understand the significance of that guy coming there like that. You know, people like I could just see people making comments otherwise, like, oh, why didn't you stop to clean up? It's like, no, this coach knew. He knew why that guy didn't stop. He knew where he had been, and he knew how hard he must work that day and every day. And you know he was exhausted at 4:45 a.m. doing that kind of work.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you look at that picture, and he's almost semi-comatose. I mean, this guy's worked his butt off, and he's there at a game that's going to go, you know, he's up at 4:45, and he's going to be at that game, and by the time he gets out of the traffic and everything, it's about 10:30 before he gets home, right?
That's right.
On a good day.
Just think of it. On a good day, so.
Yeah. Wow, crazy stuff.
I always remember that his dad, you know, made it a point to be there, that basketball game with him, and now with all this special attention, I'm sure he will. Like, you know, that's just one of those things, you know, parents do, and they just do it every day. And
What a blessing. Absolute blessing, not only to his family, but everybody else that's hearing the story. This next one is about a Colorado train passenger looks out the window, and he finds a missing hiker. What's going on here?
That's right. So the hiker was a woman from New Mexico. She went missing after she began a hike on the Colorado Trail. Mm-hmm. She left the trail and headed for the Animas Riverbank, and she fell and broke her leg. And she spent 2 days and 2 nights injured in the wilderness. And, you know, it's incredible that she even survived. The temperatures got as low as 20 degrees. She didn't have food, minimal water. And, you know, she was really in a mess. So she was on this riverbank and a passing, she ends up getting to a place that's sort of visible to the passing train. And a Colorado train passenger is riding by, on the Colorado Durango in the silver, narrow gauge railroad and happens to see this lady flagging him down. And, unfortunately she's able to be rescued, and there's two, trained medics, on the train, and they get off, and they go sit with her. And it was actually a pretty complicated rescue where they had to have a helicopter come in.
Exactly. By the time you stop that train, what are you, a mile and a half up the road, right?
Oh my God. And yes.
Yeah. Cause it's not like you all of a sudden, hey, stop the train. You know, 2 seconds later, the train stopped. No, it takes a while to stop. So now you got to hike back, find this gal. Probably in one sense, it was probably a blessing that it was so cold, because that probably helped minimize some of the swelling that would have been, she may have realized with her injury, right? I'm not a doctor, but I just think that the elements may have helped her in surviving. It sounds awful, 20 degree weather, or a broken leg, and 2 days without any kind of any kind of medical attention. Well, it's a miracle, really, that she survived.
It is. It's a miracle she survived, and that. I was thinking about, if I'm like riding on a plane, would I be paying attention to something like that? Would you notice, how many feet, I wonder how many trains might have passed her by before, was she visible this whole time, or did these multiple trains pass her by? And this one guy finally looked out the window and saw her, and she was able to get rescued, Jesus relieved for her. And like you said, and as much as it would be hard for it to be cold, I'd rather it be cold than hot if I was stuck in a situation like that, because I think your need for water and stuff goes up tremendously if you're sweating it all out. So
yeah, without a doubt.
You're right.
Right. I'm thinking just more for the swelling, but being cold is brutal. There's no doubt about it. And, we know that with some of the fuel issues that we're dealing with in our country today, a lot of people are going to be really cold this winter. And that is that is more than unfortunate. It's absolutely disgusting. People in our country are freezing, and that should not be in the United States of America, in my humble opinion. But, Sam, these stories that you bring, like you said, it's that man who noticed. Danny Huerta was on last week, and he said that the challenge we have in today's society is to be noticers. Notice people like this guy who shows up. He's a coal miner. He comes in straight from the coal mines. He's filthy, but he's there with his family. And Coach Calipari notices him. This man notices a person who is desperate and crying out for help. And, we see that time and again in these stories. It's one of those, I call them appointed times, that are just, they're miraculous in and of themselves. Because for that man not looking to see that woman, and that woman even, communicating some desperation, she's not saved. She's a statistic, and that seems to be the consistent theme in all these stories that you bring every week. Like this next one, you got an Iowa boy who uses a lemonade stand money to do something nice for his entire kindergarten class. This is so cool. Tell us about this.
That's right. This is so cute. McKay, he built a lemonade stand over the summer, and he said it turned out pretty successful. And so, this kid is obviously got a big heart, and he was thinking about all the things he could do or buy, and then he decided he wanted to donate it to his kindergarten class. What he decides to do is buy his whole class, everybody, a pumpkin, and he ends up, his family organizes with his teacher and his principal, and they arrange a field trip to the Pride of Waspee, a popular place in eastern Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Little pumpkin patch there, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That place ends up being so inspired, they give extra pumpkins to the first grade class and then donate all of his money to hurricane relief.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really paid it forward, and people take notice of that stuff, like you said, and then it just kind of causes a ripple effect, and there's no telling how many people that little boy blessed.
Without a doubt. A couple stories we didn't get to that you'll see at Sam's Corner when you go to BillMartinezLive.com. A Miami man flying in a paramotor rescues a woman who is clinging to a submerged car. You got to see that for yourself. And a game changer for millions of Americans. You can now buy hearing aids over the counter. That's good news. Samantha Mao, she's the good news girl. Now you know why. Check it out at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Sam. Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase.